We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting seven lines from the bottom, beginning of a line, Amrav Yosef. The beginning of a line, Amrav Yosef. So we have here, Alacha, Machlekes V'yechon Rishlakos King HaParis King Guftami, and we know it is not a Machlekes of Yesh Breira Ein Breira, and one of the Nafkaminis are, if a father dies and leaves over different properties and different children, so if you hold Ein Breira, so just because there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, each one got one property, doesn't for sure mean that was their property that was destined to be their Yerusha. It's like a suffix, because Ein Breira. And therefore, every Yoiv will have to give it back. They're like Lekuchas. So Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. Om Rav Yosef, he loved Om Rav Yechon, King of Paris, King of Gufdombi. If not for Rav Yechon, we said King of Paris, King of Gufdombi, Le Matzo Yodav Raglav Etz HaMedrash. We wouldn't have found our hands and feet in the base of Medrash. Why? The Om Rav Yasi, Om Rav Yechon, Ha'achem Shecholku Lekuchasay, Machzim Zeh Al-Zehavel. We know that Achem that split a Yerusha, they're like Lekuchas, and they have to give it back by Yehavel, so Rav Yechon said. B'Yisaka Dayat Lav King of Gufdombi, if it's not a King of Gof, if something giving it back by Yovel, it's not considered King Agov. Shloim Mishkachas the Ma'isi Bekurim Elachad Barachad Ad Yeshua Benon. The only time you would ever bring a Bekurim is only if it be Ben Achaben. Because anytime there's two sons, so now it's like a Lekuchas. And turn out, let's say after 100 years or 200 years, the whole Eretz Yisrael, everyone's Lekuchas. Because even if they went through Yerusha, they didn't sell it. But since the Yerusha is not clear, it's Ein Breira, so there'll be Lekuchas. And if it's going back by Yovel, and according to Rav Shlokas, it's not may even occur. Who will bring Masev Bikurim? So it must be, we hold like Rav Yechanan. That's what must be. That's the Gemara saying. If Lav, the Rav Yechanan said it, we wouldn't know what to do. But the Gemara says, we'll speak out of local ma'aseh soon. Momentarily, we'll see over Taisvis a little bit. So Amar Rava first. Amar Rava, Krol Masdita Masiyel Rosh Lakish. The pasuk in the Torah and the Brisa is a riot to Rosh Lakish. Krol, because the pasuk says the Tatan Chesam Beis, the Mispar Shnei Tvuis Imachalach. Talking about in the if you sell something and says the Mispar Shonim Achayev will take the Meisam Masech. The Mispar Shnei Tvuis Imachalach until Yehavu you own it. What does it call it? It calls it years of Tvuah, which sounds like from the loss of the pasuk, there's not the gufa karka. It's just the years of tvua that are sold to you. It sounds like kinya peris, not kinya guf. That's the right from the pasuk. And masnita the time of the brayso bechor noito pishnayim v'steach sada chazeres lov v'yevel. We have here a case where a father sold a property, and it's coming back v'yevel, and then he dies in those years before y'evel. When it comes back, does the bechor take pishnayim or not? The loch is a bechor does not take pishnayim. Something called royu, something that's supposed is not back, but supposed to be coming back. It's called royu. He doesn't get pishnayim. This a field is not called royu. Why not? It's supposed to be coming back. Teretz is the father owns the guf still. Even after he sold, he still owns the guf. So therefore, the bechor takes pishnayim. So it's a raya from this brisa like Rav Shlokas. So we have one raya from a pasuk, one raya from a brisa. Now, how do we paskin? So it sounds like from Kroa Masnita, we paskin Rav Shlokas. Kinya Peiris is Lav Kinya Guftami. How do we paskin by Breira? We know, by the Rises, we paskin in Breira. Freik Toysis in the long Toysis of Chesem and Aleph, that how do we find our feet and our hands? We were lost. We hold Ein Breira, so we're Lekuchas. And still we hold Kinya Peiris, Lav Kinya Guftami, like Rav Shlokas. So how does anyone ever bring Bekurim? That's Toysis Kasha. Toysis has two Terutzim. One Tosfos Teretz is that Be'etzem we paskin Kikinyan HaGuftami. We paskin like Rabbi Yechon and Kikinyan HaGuftami. I, the Kroa Masnita, you don't have to worry about this. All the places in Shas, we have a Kroa Masnita Azariah, we still paskin that way. That's one Mahalach Tosfos. The other Mahalach Tosfos is, no, we paskin like Rosh Lakish, King Peres Lav Kikinyan HaGuftami. And we paskin Lekuchasim, who's Ein Breira. But he says, they're not Mamash Lekuchas, still Yerusha. He says, the din that things go back by Yovel is only by Lekeach. Only by a mechira lekicha, but by Yerusha Matano does not go back by Yevel. That's how it's mechanas in Va'oidah Shleimar. Tosfos Va'oidah Shleimar at the end of Tosfos Daf Mem Ches in the long Tosfos the Davka Rabbi Yechon Islid Machzirim Zelzev Yevel. Avasham Aroyim Savri Afikav Lekuchasein Im Machzirim the Mechud Amar Achmona Lahader Yerusha Matano Loi Vahash Tosfos Shaper. Now it comes beautiful. That's pshat to answer this kasha halacha lemaisa. It's only Rabbi Yechonon. It's a kasha. He was Machzirim Ve'yevel.
So, what? Did
you mix the Matana? That's the Tosfos Big Deal. It's only by it didn't go to the Mechir. Not to answer the cash. I'm telling you the facts and the lumbus. That only works by Mechir. Oma Abaya. One more Gemara here before the end of the parak. Oma Abaya. Naktinon Baal Benichse Ishtar Tzarech HaShah. If there's a husband who is coming to Din Torah on his wife's property. Now remember, a wife's property called Nichse Maluk. He eats, for example, easy example always is if she brings in an apartment building, he gets all the rent, he gets all the paris, but she owns the guf. And let's say there's a nidin about this building, so he cannot go handle the building. It's not his. It belongs to his wife. So therefore, he needs a harsha. He needs a ksav harsha, which means his wife writes him a shtar, giving him the power of attorney to fight for him. So, naktinam baal nechtis charech harsha, because not kinyan guftam. If you hold kinyan peres kinyan guftam, then the baal owns the guf also good. But we hold kinyan peres lav kinyan guftam. Therefore, he doesn't own the building. He just owns the peres. So he can't go to the entire without a harsha. That's only if there's no din tire on the rent. If there's a din tire on the rent also, which means like this. Once you're handling the rent, so then they're handling the building also. Because this is a guy's tining. The building's mine, the rent's mine. So he could come and fight the rent. Once he finds the rent, so the nidin is on the building, so then he is called a baal din, and he could come with din tire. So the only shaila is only if there's only a nidin on the guf, not on the peris. But once there's a nidin on the peris, then of course the husband could be involved, and the husband could be involved and could go to din tire on this. Hadun Allah perak ashaleach bali neda. Now we're starting a brand new parak, parak hanazikin. Zok the Naya Mishnah, hanazokin shomer lem be'idyas. Nazokin is someone who's mazik someone, someone is mazik someone, is if his behemoth is mazik someone, if he's mazik someone, the halacha is, he pays be'idyas. He pays, when he's paying karka, he pays idyas. U'balchoiv be'benis. And a balchoiv pays Bebenis, which means Nezika, when you're collecting from someone who was damaged, so you figure out how much the damages were, and then if he doesn't have any cash, he wants to pay with karka, the karka has to be Be'idius, has to be the best karka. And like Rashi explains, people like the best karka, even if it's a smaller piece, but better karka is better. Class A property is better than more of Class B property. Let's say it there. Or Balchoy Bebenis. Balchoy collects Be'idius. That's the halacha. We'll see why, and we'll see tomorrow. Uksuba's isha v'zburius, and Uksuba, when she collects, she only can demand zburius. Ramei oim after isha v'enis, Uksuba's isha also gets v'enis. Another halacha. Ainu from nechasim shabadim b'makom sheyesh nechasim necharim v'afilu ein zburius, which means like this: if someone owes money, Reuven owes money to Shimon, so Shimon could go to Reuven and collect from his properties. Let's say he sold off some of his properties, but he has some left over. You can't say, oh, I have a right to get the bainis, so I'm going to go to one of your buyers, and there's a lien on the property, I'm going to take it. No, as long as he has property that's open, it's liquid, it's not sold, then he collects that property, even if it's zaburius. And same thing by a nizik also. A nizik and a mazik also. Same halacha, he only collects the things that's ben charim before he goes to the mishabadim, to the kuchas. Ain't it from Nechzi Yisrael Melam Zburus? And our halacha is, all this, the Gemara's, the Mishnah's and the Sayyid's, because Tikkun Olam. Ain't it from Nechzi Yisrael Melam Zburus? He only collects from Zburus when he comes to collect from Yisrael. Another halacha. Ain't Matzi in Lachilas Peres, Vashvach Hakoyes, Vilamazin Isha Vabonis, Mechas Meshabadim, Mepre Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam is going back on the whole Mishnah. What are these four things we just mentioned? Achilas Peres means like this. If someone sold a property, and it turned out it was not his. Okay, Reuven sells Shimon a property, and it turned out Reuven stole the property. It was not Reuven's property. Now Shimon, for the past 3 years, built up the whole property. He planted it. It has trees now. It has fences. It has everything. So here the Nigzal comes and says, it's my property. It brings a title, and it's mine. Yeah, like here it is. Takes the whole thing. All he has to pay for is the Yetziah. The expenses that it costed Shimon to make it better. But Lamaisa, the field doubled in value because of his work. So Shimon says, that's my money. So Shimon goes back to Reuven and said, you sold me the Brooklyn Bridge. First of all, give me back my money I paid for it. Also, I want the money that my property went up. So the halacha is, he gets it back, but he can't collect from the Achilles payers, the extra payers that was taken away from him. He can't take those payers from Chasim HaShabadim. Only from the Chasim HaRecharim. That means Shimon has a right to anything that was taken away from him now. Shimon has a right to go collect it. All the trees are full of peiris. Everything he has a right to collect. But he can't collect it from Mechasim HaShabadim. That's Achilles Peiris. Shvach HaKoyis. What? From Reuven. The guy who sold the Brooklyn Bridge. Reuven. The Nigzal comes, takes the whole thing. Okay? He pays him the Yetziah, the expenses. Let's say you buy a bag of seeds in the Home Depot for $10. That's all he has to pay him. Even though the trees now are worth much more. He gives him the Yetziah. That's it. And how much the manual work was. That's it. Now, but the field's worth much more. He goes to Reuven and says, you sold me the Brooklyn Bridge, I want my money back, and I want the Shvach, and the Bechilas Peres. There's two things. The Bechilas Peres, Shvach Kais, but you don't get it from Shabbatim. And we'll see the Tikkun Olam, because there's no way when someone buys something, he could figure that out, how much of a lien it is. Well, the Mazen Ishiv Abanis also is how much, sometimes if the husband dies, the Isha could be eating from the estate for years, and the Banis also, we'll see in the Gemara how, you don't collect that from the Chasim Shabbat. All these things are from Tikkun Olam. And the last thing of Tikkun Olam in our Mishnah is, V'amoytze Metziah lo yishav v'amnei Tikkun Olam. Someone who finds a Metziah, he finds a wallet stuffed with money, and he gives it back, and the guy opens it up and says, hey, it's missing half the money. So make a shvuah. It's like Moed Demiksas. Halacha does not make a shvuah. Why? Because no one wants to give back a Metziah anymore. So therefore, you don't have to make a shvuah, even if the guy claims there was more money here, that's a Pnei Tikkun Olam. Now, what is this Perek doing in Maseches Gittin? Are we learning Gittin? So Tatois asks his Kasha. It says, Ein Yinin Ezekin El Eitzel Gittin. Elms in the tunnel El Bashlech, Mili the Tikkun Olam, Tunnel Eit Hacha, also El Tikkun Olam. You're right, it doesn't belong in Gittin. But once you mention Tikkun Olam, we are saying more things of Tikkun Olam. So the first Gemara's discussion will be a Baba Kama Sugya, and I'll go into Daf Mem Tes as well. The Shaila is, it says over here that a Nezikin collect from idiots. So why? Pnei Tikkun Olam. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Pnei Tikkun Olam. Pnei Tikkun Olam, Kasha, Pnei Tikkun Olam, Daraisu. It's a pasuk in the Torah, the Chsiv, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karma Yishalim. When you pay property, you pay the best, Meitav. So why we're saying it's Tikkun Olam, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Oma Abaya, Abaya answers, Loi Tzricha, El Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Shmuel. The Oma made Daraisa with the Nizik Shaminon. That you shots up with the nizik, kamash vlon, but you take it away from shemina with the mazik. That kamash vlon, that you shots up with the mazik. What are we talking about here? When we say idiots, it's all relative. What's called idiots and what's called not idiots? So if you have, you know, some government thing that makes something what's called class A, you understand. It's called shaman mina oilam. But here we're not going. You're either nizik or mazik. What's going on here? So like this. Let's say the nizik, the one who got damaged, his property, his best property, is equal to the zaburis of the mazik, the worst property of the mazik. What does the mazik have to pay? Could he pay the zaburis? I'm giving the guy idiots, for him it's idiots. Or he has to give his own idiots. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you go with the nizik, you get a kula, you give the nizik's idiots, which is my zaburis, the mazik's zaburis. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. You go with the nizik's idiots. So our Mishnah says, we're going to go to Rabbi Shmuel, that but Tikkun Olam, you make the mazik give the best. Why? Because this will be a deterrent that a mazik should not go ahead and damage people's properties because he has to pay so much. So that's a Tikkun Olam. We'll read it inside one more time. Rabbi Shmuel, don't want to rise in the Tikkun Olam, Shemina, the mazik. We go with the mazik. Now, my Rabbi Shmuel, where's his Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara is going to bring down Rabbi Shmuel. First, we're not going to chap that it's the mizik or the mazik Shemina until we get to that point. My Rabbi Shmuel, time to the Brisa. It says in the passing, Meitiv Sadeo, Meitiv Karma Yishalim, Meitiv Sadeo Shanizik, or Meitiv Karma Shanizik, the Rabbi Shmuel. Which right now the Gemara thinks means that you, no matter if your animal ate a row of Tavua in the Nizik's field, you pay the value of the best row in the field. That's if shots it up. That's what you do. You don't pay the row he ate, you pay the value of the best row in the field. Made this deal shenizik and made the karmish shenizik. The Rebbe Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omar, loy ba kosev to be machmir to pay more than you have to. Loy ba kosev look at the nizikim and idiots. No, the pasuk is saying you have to pay idiots. You don't pay more than the value. The kavachaim lehakdish and the kavachaim lehakdish. We'll see what that means. Break the Gemara. What's Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, Akel Shmeina, Mishalim Shmeina. If you ate a luscious roll, you pay a luscious roll. Aval Akel Chusha Mishalim Shmeina. But you eat chushi, you pay shvena. So Tais has two pshatim. What? Learns from a pasuk, but it makes no sense, right? It makes no sense. Vas epis. So Tais explains. It says bishlam achal shvena. I understand you pay meita because that's what you ate. But achal chushi, why would you pay shvena? That's one way to learn the kasha. Tais' second pshat is the kasha like this. Since when you eat shvena, there's no knas. You have to pay more than that. You pay exactly what it is. No, there's a cost of that. So achal chushi v'sham shvena. Why should you pay a knas? It's shver to dash in the pasuk like this. If it's a first exeris a cost of they pay kafel, we understand. But it doesn't say that here. It just says made this name the character. How can he say such a drasha? If you ochal shmeina mishal shmeina, ochal chusha mishal shmeina, omer of idi ba'avin, hakamai eskinon. Keep going. You have another question?
What's the word?
Yeah.
Question. What's
right.
The words made
up for? Oh, that the marzah change. The marzah change of pshat. Omer of idi ba'avin, hakamai eskinon. The mother tried different shotim. I'm going to be the my skin and going to achla aruga ben aruga. It's like didn't chush achla yishmen achla. You know what the case is? You don't know which row he ate. You don't know pashut. So the loy didn't chush achla yishmen achla. The mishalim ameitav. You pay the best row. It's taka gzeres kasa, but the gzeres kasa is not a case where you ate. You know where you ate chuzah. That makes no sense. Why would pay shvena? There you have a suffix. You have a suffix. So here's not a kasha achol shvena shalom shvena. Because there you know. Here you don't know, so you paid it. You machmir. That's what the Rav Shmuel is telling you. Amar Rava, it can't be either. It's a steer to another din in the Torah. Amar Rava, ilu yadina de chusha achol hamashalim chusha. Lemaiz, if you wouldn't know what he ate, then you only would have paid the chusha. Hashto loy adinon mashal mishmeina. Now he doesn't know he's to pay the more expensive one. Hamaitzim mechaver of araya. And like Rashi explains, hamaitzim mechaver araya is you have to bring edim to mevara the suffik, and it's the rice of the gesvara. Mi baldvarm yigash lehem yigash raya lehem. So the rice of the gesvara, the rice of the pasuk could be a svara or a pasuk. It's the rice of the din hamaitzim mechaver araya. So how can it be the Torah is blowing out of the water? It's din hamaitzim mechaver araya. It can't be that we have a suffik. You go lechumro. Elam Rav Yaakov Yaakov. This is pshat. Remember that if it be exeris the kosov, you would be right. It's not exeris the kosov. We're trying to figure out pshat and how Rav Shmuel said it. We don't know what Rav Shmuel said. What?
If it's a case where it's
beautiful kasha,
so of course it's paying meitav. What's the Torah telling me meitav?
So first of all, that's not true. If he eats the best thing, he could pay money. So we'll see what the halach is. The halach is, I'll give you a preview, is that when you're paying karka, you have to give the class A properties. That means you owe the guy $100,000. They figured it out, okay? So you have a choice. You give him a little shack in Detroit, or you give him a place in Manhattan. Which one do you give him? You give him a one apartment in Manhattan, one small studio apartment in Manhattan, that's what you give him. That's halach, it's meitav. That's halach meitav. It's a huge chiddush. That's halach meitav. We didn't know that yet. We thought meitav meant the value of what you ate. That's what we thought. And we said, that makes no sense. Why would you pay more than your mazik? It's not. It's an idea called kefil in the Torah. We know, but it doesn't say that. So who told you mixture drasha? El marach b'yakov hakom ha'eskinon kegoin. So he said, idiots. If I'm talking about you paying meitav like Rabbi Kiva says, it means when you pay property, you have to pay class A. So, but what is a? Well, who do you? It's all relative. How do you figure that out? The idiot of the Nizik, the best of the Nizik, one who got damaged, was like the Buris of the Mazik. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, but the Nizik Shaminim. Shmuel holds, you go with the Nizik. If for the Nizik this is called Class A, I give that to him. Rabbi Kiva Savar, but the Mazik Shaminon. Rabbi Kiva holds, you go with the Mazik. You go with the guy who was damaged. And he's saying, Loi ba kosev lahakel, only to the Machmir on him. He has to give his best property. And the Ma'aseh, we learn that from Psukim. We learn it from Psukim. And we're going to start on tomorrow's shir from the Psukim that Rishmol says with the Nizik Shaminon and Rabbi Kiva says with the Mazik Shaminon.